Minneapolis, powered by Advantage Homebuyer.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A record-setting amount of early voting has changed the 2020 election process. North Carolina voter Arvi Carter says she wanted to cast her ballot on the first day of early voting in her state.
As far as the importance of it, I think that all elections are important. Mm-hmm. But for this particular election, yes, I felt a little more anxious about making sure that I got in early and that I voted in person.
Experts predict there may be higher turnout in this election than in any presidential contest since 1908. On the campaign trail yesterday in Fort Myers, Florida, President Trump vowed to fight for seniors with every ounce of energy he has.
I'm moving heaven and earth to safeguard our seniors from the China virus, to deliver life-saving therapies in record time.
French officials say a suspect shot dead by police after the gruesome beheading of a history teacher near Paris was an 18-year-old Moscow-born Chechen refugee. This is SRN News.
Hugh Hewitt worries about the Supreme Court if Biden wins.
The Orwellian attempt by Democrats to redefine what packing the Supreme Court means. That's very simple. It means adding seats to the Supreme Court. They're going to try and do it through the American, you know, just bypass representative government, put hard left and rewrite people on the court and just invent stuff.
The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings at 5 on AM 1280. The Patriot, intelligent radio.
Hour one of the Northern Alliance Radio Network with your host, Mitch Berg, is coming up here in just a moment, just after 1 o'clock on AM 1280, The Patriot. Looking at our forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies the rest of today, highs near 53 and lows around 29. And tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs near 41 and lows around 28. Join us in welcoming our new show to the airwaves, The Flotline, hosted by author and evangelist Rick Hughes, each Sunday morning at 7:30.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the wind beneath the right wing. The show that is making talk radio great again. The Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. My name, Mitch Berg. My blog, shotinthedark.info. My game, kicking butt and eating Cheetos. And I'm on keto, so Cheetos are right out. What does that leave me? Well, you can figure it out. Great to have you all back here. I'm here today. Brad Carlson back tomorrow from 1 to 3. We are the Northern Alliance, along with our good friend King Banyan, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11 on our sister station, AM 1440, The Businessman. And it is election season. I don't need to remind you this. Watch a little morning TV. You'll see the ads all over the place. One of the ads that is a genuine pleasure to watch is that of my next guest, 2nd District Congressman Tyler Kistner. You don't want an HR drone in Congress, you send the Marine. Tyler, welcome to the show.
Well, Semper Fi, Mitch. It's a pleasure to have me.
Absolute pleasure to have you here as well. So let's talk, first of all, there's actually going to be an election in the 2nd CD. What's up with that?
Yeah, believe it or not. So as of right now, the election is going to go on November 3rd. I know there's a lot of confusion with the constituents in the 2nd District of when ours is. So the court came down and ruled that the election will still be in November. There's an appeals up in the 8th Circuit. We will find out more about that next week, but just want to continue to remind people, when you go out there and vote for the 2nd District. It is on the ballot, and we are going on for November.
Are you actually hearing people trying to disinform the voter about what's happening out there?
Well, so it wasn't so much disinformation. It was just the Secretary of State came out strong saying this election will be in February. Oof. And told people the 2nd District is not on the ballot. So we actually had people reaching out to our campaign saying, oh, my gosh, I didn't fill out my 2nd congressional district portion of the ballot. How do I get it back? So we were telling people that if you do have any questions, please reach out to our campaign on our website, www.kistnerforcongress.com, and we'll be able to help walk you through that.
All right. So let's talk. We have one whole segment here, although we can probably do this again before the election if you feel the need to do so. But tell us a little bit about yourself. What was it that made you decide to run for Congress against the HR person?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was one of those. So born and raised in Minnesota, I was born and raised on those Minnesota values, those family values. Mm-hmm. Actually, just this week, my wife delivered our second child on Wednesday.
Adorable pictures.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's just a cutie. But it's those family values. And then I served 9 years in the Marine Corps.
Okay.
And was always, you know, on the forefront of my mind, that service before self. Yeah. And really that servant leadership of being a resource to the district and making sure that you're doing everything for the constituents first and foremost. And so that's kind of what drew me to run for office. And it's just making sure that we bring that difference of character, integrity, and true leadership to change the dysfunction we're having in D.C.
Why should someone vote for Tyler Kistner? By the way, I should point out, especially if you live here around the station, you are running for 2nd District Congressional Representative, which is the district in which this station is. If you're listening right now, if you are look back fondly on the days of Jason Lewis representing your district and John Klein before that, why vote for Tyler Kistner?
Because with me, you're going to have someone who's going to be a strong advocate for you. I look at myself as a resource to this district, that servant leader who's going to take your voice, your issues, your priorities, and make sure that's always at the table and that I'm putting you first and foremost, and it's the people's interest over special interest. And it's one of those with my experience in leadership, character, integrity, being a Minnesotan, I just bring a unique aspect to the table. And then it's also, you know, as a millennial conservative, believe it or not, we exist.
Oh, yeah.
It's a new generation of servant leaders to take that mantle of political leadership into the future, not just for our generation, but as, you know, I just had a new child. It's for our children's generations to make sure we're rebuilding that economy, getting people back to work safely and effectively, and then also supporting our law enforcement and keeping our communities safe so we have greater prosperity in the future.
It's amazing how having kids focuses your mind on what matters in politics. Now, mine were born right at the end of the Cold War. And just like, okay, no, viva Reagan here. Keep this up. I love this whole victory of democracy thing just in time for my kids to come into the world. It's amazing how that does. Anyway, all right, so you're out campaigning in the 2nd Congressional District. What are you hearing from voters out and about?
Well, and it's tremendous. You're hearing a lot of things that are different than what national media is telling you. I mean, you go up to the suburbs in the district and people are very concerned about the riots and concerned about the defund the police.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, this district is filled with small businesses, whether you're a farmer or you're someone who's blue collar working in these shops that are being shut down and being told you can't have, you know, the profitability you were before COVID. Most people want to see this economy rebuilt. They want to see the economy back running. People want to get back to work. And then they also want to make sure their communities are safe. I've had plenty of people reaching out to us going, you know, this will be the first time we ever vote Republican straight down the ticket. And they said, we looked you up. You're the guy. So when you want the job done, you send the Marine.
So that's right. So when you're out and about the district, I assume what you mean is the issues that are grabbing people the most are identity politics and the Christopher Columbus statue out on the front lawn of the Capitol. That's the stuff they really, really want to solve. I mean, no, what's occupying people out there? I mean, is the pandemic and the government's ham-fisted response to it hurting people in Eagan, in Burnsville, in Hastings as badly as it is in Minneapolis and St. Paul?
It is. And people want to see us be able to effectively combat the coronavirus. And when they look at the relief bills that go into Congress, what they're getting from this current representative is someone who is standing right in line with their coastal elitist and Nancy Pelosi and pushing these bills off to the side. Yep. And it's only hurting the people of this district and this state. What we need is someone who's going to be able to work with both parties, but at the same time, make sure that you're representing this district and you're fighting for this district's values and this district's priorities. You're not getting that in Angie Craig. She votes 97% of the time with Nancy Pelosi. And then you can tell her priority is special interest when almost 40% of her money comes from special interest.
It's just amazing. I mean, when she beat Jason Lewis 2 years ago, the raft of Bloomberg anti-gun money that carried her over the finish line by a point, maybe two. I mean, it was a whisker of a win. And I think somebody must have paid close to $100 a vote on her behalf at the general here. So you talk about representing the district. Let's talk about how you will represent the district. God willing and with a tailwind, you wind up in Washington this coming January here. What can we expect from Representative Kistner?
Oh, now with me, you got someone who's an independent thinker who's always going to put the district first and foremost. And I'm someone who, I mean, even in 9 years of public service in the Marine Corps, it's always public service first and foremost over special interest, over self. So that is what you're going to get is someone who is always going to be a strong advocate, a strong voice, and someone who's going to fight on behalf of the constituents of the 2nd District and also the state to make sure the people's priorities and interests are met.
Are you learning anything about the 2nd District that you didn't know before you started this campaign? Is there anything about your campaign that has surprised you so far?
Oh, I mean, to say you're running your first campaign through COVID and then you get this little loophole of a state statute thrown in there about, oh, we might go into a special election. Yeah. To say this is normal, then again, to say 2020 is ideal. One thing that was kind of unique is just really getting to learn about the uniqueness of the 2nd District and how this really resembles everything that is America. I mean, you got the cities and the suburbs up in the north, yeah. You get the rural and the farms down in the south, and I mean, you even have 2 Native American reservations here. So we make up everything that you can say is American culture, society. We are the bedrock and the foundation of the family values and really those Minnesota values.
And in fact, I was thinking about that. There's got to be something you're missing. But yeah, I remember driving my kids down Highway 3 to the apple farm, and I thought, I feel like I'm in the Appalachians down here. I want to hear banjos playing. You really do have a little bit of everything but desert so far. So.
And we do have Minnesota's largest candy store. So, I mean, that is always the treasure of this district.
That's right. A good friend of Governor Klink, too, come to think of it. So, yeah. So, at any rate, yeah. So, all right, let's talk about specific policies. You go to Washington. Is there anything people can expect from you in terms of policy positions in your first 100 days in office?
Yeah, the most important thing we need to be working at right now is the economy.
Yeah.
We need to get this economy back open. We need to actually start getting these small businesses running.
Amen.
And getting back to the profitability that they were at. I mean, it's about those small businesses that make up over 50% of this American economy.
Yeah.
And then getting people back to work. And, you know, with me, you get someone who is strongly pro-life.
Yep.
And then also pro-Second Amendment. I'll never let anyone infringe on those rights.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, it's an elephant in the room. I guess technically the donkey in the room here. The polls. The media is jumping up and down about the polls like they're on fire here. And there are people out there who are getting downhearted and discouraged about looking at the polls. Does this add up to you in what you're seeing around about the district?
No. So what those polls are looking at, I mean, I had Mitch Mulvaney tell me this on Tuesday. These polls are only going to tell you the highlights they want you to hear. They're not going to tell you the crosstabs. They're not going to tell you the actual true numbers. And when you look at Trump, there's something about him that no poll will ever say. Most of these polls get people that are going to be likely voters. They're not getting people who are only coming out for President Trump that they never got in polls in 2016.
Yeah.
And then again, I mean, my opponent, Angie Craig, she went ahead and did 3 polls in September, have not yet ever heard any of those results. So I don't think they're boding too well for her.
Wait, back up. Angie Craig isn't putting out her internal polling?
You know, someone who always preaches transparency, she definitely likes to keep close hold on information.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that doesn't strike me as all that counterintuitive, but then I've worked with a lot of HR executives, business people. Anyway, Tyler Kistner running as a GOP-endorsed candidate for the 2nd Congressional District. We're running up against a hard stop here, so I want to make sure that the listeners can hear as much about you as possible here. So what's your website? How can people find out more about you? And and beyond that, with 2.5 weeks to go, what kind of help do you need from the 2nd Congressional District and beyond to get you over the finish line and send Angie Craig back to HR?
I mean, the biggest thing is that, you know, I'm an independent thinker and someone who's looking to bring that servant leadership back. I'm going up against Angie Craig, who sits here in this district and says one thing, yet manipulates the voters because her voting record shows that she is completely in line with the most radical of her Democratic Party, voting almost 90% of the time with Ilhan Omar. Mm-hmm. And where you can look up more about me is www.kistnerforcongress.com. On there, you can look up anything. Please reach out. I always like to say the best way to be a representative is actually hear from the constituents. I'd love to hear your issues, your priorities, and how I can best represent those in Congress. And that's exactly what this district needs, and they're not getting right now.
I will post that link at shotinthedark.info for those who can't remember. How do you spell Kistner? We'll make sure that that gets posted here yet today as soon as I get a few minutes to spare. So, Tyler Kistner, great to have you here. If you have time off the campaign trail in the next 2 weeks, have your people call my people. I am my people. I know your people. We all know each other. We could do this again sometime. I'd love to have you on longer.
Well, that'd be a pleasure.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Kistner, the GOP-endorsed candidate for the 2nd Congressional District. When we come back, Kendall Qualls, running for the 3rd Congressional District. We'll just work our way up the districts, all the way up to 8 today on the broadcast. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 12A, The Patriot. Thanks for stopping by, Tyler.
Semper Fi,
and we'll
bless.
Be right. Absolutely. Hoorah. See you next time. I'll be right back. Yeah, me. I'm not watching it.
Limitless access to intelligent talk. Stream AM 1280 The Patriot with our free app, your smart speaker, or with iHeart, TuneIn, and Radio.com. We live in the Twin Cities, but serve worldwide.
With UnitedHealthcare Medicare Advantage plans, there's so much to take advantage of, like $0 copays on primary care doctor visits and lab tests.
Wow.
Plus $0 copays on virtual visits.
Wow.
It's time to take advantage.
Wow.
To learn more, visit AdvantageWow.com. That's AdvantageWow.com.
Benefits vary by plan and area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Wow.
Does your office need a little TLC? Do you notice your bathrooms are a bit smelly? Are the surfaces in your break room a little sticky? And isn't that the same coffee spill on the floor and chili splatter in the microwave from weeks ago? If so, I've got the solution. Hi, I'm Tasha, owner of Forever Cleaning. We're family-owned and offer affordable, reliable office cleaning all over the Twin Cities metro area. So if your office is screaming for help, call me today. Let's get you scheduled for your free walkthrough so you can receive your free quote at 763-807-9817. If you mention this ad, you'll receive 15% off your first month of service. Again, call 763-807-9817. Or you can visit my website at forevercleaning.com. That's the number 4, EVRcleaning.com. Remember, Forever Cleaning is so thorough, you'll wonder if your mom snuck in overnight and cleaned.
Presidential debates might come across as slick productions, but not always. Near the end of the first debate between Gerald Ford and Jimmy Carter in 1976, the audio went dead. As anchorman Harry Reasoner vamped and filled, the candidate stood saying nothing for 27 minutes. After some debates in recent years, that doesn't seem all that bad, does it? Anyway, I'm Mitch Berg.
Join us this Thursday evening at 8 as more history is made. Debate night coverage is presented by Alpha News.
Alpha News brings you the real stories that the local papers and mainstream media are afraid to report. Unlike traditional media, Alpha News goes beyond the headlines. They focus on issues of local interest and what's driving the conversation. Join over 100,000 of your fellow citizens who read Alpha News each day. You can follow Alpha News on Facebook and Twitter. To sign up for the weekly newsletter, visit them at alphanewsmn.com. That's alphanewsmn.com. Alpha News, your independent news source.
Join the Patriot Freedom Fan Club for prizes, contests, quizzes, and more. Plus, get exclusive access to pre-sale tickets to events. It's free to join. So visit AM1280ThePatriot.com today.
If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on Earth.
1, 2, 3, 4! AM1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. 651-289-4488. Hey, don't forget, debate night coverage. Anytime there is a debate, or in some cases, even if there isn't one, like last week, no worries about that this coming week. We, meaning Brad Carlson and I, and somebody or other from Alpha News, who is, by the way, good enough to bring you the debate night coverage, will be bringing you debate night coverage. Debates live at 8 o'clock this coming, I believe, Thursday, the 22nd, will be the next presidential debate. And maybe we'll have another. Anyway, it'll be Brad Carlson, myself, and somebody or other for Alpha News. We don't know who yet, but they are the sponsors, so that's what counts. It's all about the Benjamins, ladies and gentlemen. Join us for election night coverage on Thursday night, brought to you by Alpha News. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. It's election month, the month before an election. Suddenly I learn what it's like to be popular because everyone's looking for airtime, and it is very much my pleasure to get them on here. And do we have our next guest ready to go here? Okay, let's go. Up next, as we work our way up through the congressional district, starting out with number 2, going to number 3, our next guest, the GOP-endorsed candidate in the 3rd congressional district, Kendall Qualls, joins us. Mr. Qualls, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Mitch. Thanks for having me today.
It is absolutely my pleasure. First of all, I have to ask you this, just as a bit of a gear geek, I have to ask. On your website, there's a picture of a fellow sticking out the loader's hatch of an M60A1. When was that taken and where? Where were you driving around in that bit of heavy metal?
Well, the fact that you know that says a lot about your background, so that's great.
Absolutely.
And you know, and I don't take offense that you had a Marine on before an Army guy, so that's okay.
Take it up with staff, yep.
Yeah, that was actually in 1989.
Okay.
And it was taken on the DMZ right in South Korea.
Okay, very good. That's right. So you are a veteran, and you are a veteran of the absolute tip of the spear. So much respect for that. Kendall Qualls, you, let's tell us a little bit about yourself. You are running in the 3rd Congressional District against Congressman Dean, I forget his last name, Rotgut. Dean, college kid throwing up in my Phillips, that's it. You're running against Dean Phillips. In the 3rd Congressional District. Tell us a little about what prompted you to throw your hat in the ring and run for office.
Absolutely, and happy to do so, Mitch. So here's the scenario for me. You know, I've never run for public office, but I tell people I served our country in uniform, as you know. And so I took that oath of office. So I know what it means to say that you want to protect and defend the Constitution. So when I heard this new Congress come in, I mean, I started hearing things I never heard before, things like, you know, maybe we should go to socialism, that our country is racist. You know, here's the scenario, and I tell people this, is, look, do we have racist people in this country? Yes, we do. Is our country racist? Absolutely not. So there's some nuances there that are very important distinctions. And the other part that had me very concerned is I didn't hear my elected official take a step forward and say anything to recalibrate those statements, especially those statements coming from our congresswoman in CD5.
Yep.
Who swore that, you know, swore an oath, she's an elected official, and no recalibrations whatsoever about our country and even some of our closest allies like Israel. And so, I felt it will. Based on my background and having come from where I've come from poverty, working my way up through corporate ladders, that be a vice president of a Fortune 100 company, I've been blessed in this country. I felt obligated to do something.
Absolutely, amen to that. So, tell us a little bit about what matters. What you're finding out matters to the voters of the 3rd Congressional District. I mean, we were all dismayed 2 years ago when Dean Phillips beat longtime Representative Eric Paulson for what had used to be a fairly hard, not hard red, but red enough seat in a red enough district. Things have changed. What are you hearing out and about the streets of the 3rd CD?
Well, first of all, I just wanted to calibrate. You know, Dean Phillips didn't necessarily win that seat in the midterms. Basically, what happened was the voters decided to send a message to President Trump.
Okay.
And so that's scenario. He won on an anti-Trump platform. He didn't win on a pro-Dean platform. That's still his message.
I think that's a fair way to put it.
Yeah, it's an anti-Trump platform. I'm running on a pro-American platform. So that's the distinction there. I just want to just add my little 2 cents on that.
Duly noted.
What I'm hearing from voters, across the district is, number one, public safety is huge. I can tell you there are moms of teenagers, of college-aged children. They've been telling their children, hey, look, be careful. Don't go to Minneapolis. Be careful. Don't go to certain parts of the metro because they're concerned about their safety. That's number one. Number two, coronavirus and getting the economy back up and running.
Yeah, are people hurting in the 3rd Congressional District? I mean, I live in one of the neighborhoods that the folks in Eden Prairie are telling their kids not to go to. I live in the Midway. The nearest burned building from my house is 3 blocks away. So I'm here to take any of Dean Phillips's people on a tour if they want it, but I don't suspect they do. Are you getting the impression that people are starting to look at what's happening in the urban core and think, God, there but for the grace of God go us? I mean, is both the simultaneous collapse of order in the metro and the economic meltdown that Governor Klink has brought us starting to, like, actually get through to people out in West Bloomington and Minnetonka and some of these places that have gone purple in the last 10 years?
Oh, it is, absolutely. So here's the connection. You know, as go Minneapolis, so does the CD3,
yep.
The western suburbs. Because here's the scenario. There's a lot of the voters here that have spoken to me directly. They work downtown. There are some, actually, they're saying, like, you know, I don't like the idea that we have coronavirus, but I'm glad we're working from home. I'm glad we're isolated because I would be uncomfortable going to the IDF towers.
Oh, yeah.
And we have a lot of people that commute into the city. We have a lot of people that have businesses in the city, you know, directly and indirectly. And so, like I said, so goes Minneapolis. So goes the 3rd Congressional District. Although it's the most affluent district in the state, they're being impacted personally, financially, and everything else, socially as well.
Yeah, I've heard it said that this election for a lot of Republicans is going to hang on whether the collapse of order in the cities, and it has been a collapse. I mean, there's no two ways for it. You look at what's happening in my old neighborhood in South Minneapolis, and it is a collapse of public order. It's a collapse of government doing its one genuinely legitimate job completely. And it's marginally better in St. Paul for now, because where goes Minneapolis, so goes St. Paul, and then the rest of the metro area. So let's talk about what you bring, why someone should get up and come out and vote for Kendall Qualls here in 2.5 weeks. What's the elevator pitch for Kendall Qualls?
Well, here's a scenario on this, Mitch. First of all, number one, I've never been involved in politics. I bring a perspective from the business world where it is performance driven. It's results driven. Number two, I bring a perspective of having someone that has served our country in uniform. I have a broad perspective of not just our country here at home domestically, but from an international perspective as well. In fact, not only from the military standpoint, but my corporate jobs, I had corporate responsibility. You know, in a lot of those cases, you know, our revenues for some of our companies were up to 40 to 50% of the revenues for the entire company. So I understand it from a global perspective. And then lastly, you know, this idea of the American dream is no longer viable for people of color. Well, guess what? Look, I spent half my childhood in Harlem living through the worst of times there in the late 1960s. And for people that ask, well, we can do things without the police. We can do, you know, reimagine the police. Trust me, when you need the police, you don't want to imagine them. You want them there. And do we need to do some reforms? Yes, we do. Do we need to defund them? Absolutely not. And I lived it. I know it. And the other part of my childhood, I lived in a trailer park in Oklahoma with my father, who was a drill sergeant out there at one of the Army bases. So I've seen a broad perspective of this country. I've started from nothing, worked my way up, paid my way through college, served in the service, you know, got a couple of graduate degrees along the way. And here's the thing. This is not just about me. Americans help people along the way. There are people that helped me personally and professionally that were black and white, rich and poor, male and female. Americans help one another when they see someone trying to better their lot in life, and they don't put a filter on it. So I wanted to speak against the narrative that this white privilege narrative. It's not true. It's not valid. It's a academic exercise that's come from the leftist institutions that they're pushing on Americans.
I am so glad to hear you say that, Kendall Qualls. By the way, can we keep you for another segment? I know you're busy out on the campaign trail. We can make it a short one. Can we keep you for one more segment?
Yes,
I've got
yes,
so many
absolutely.
Questions. Absolutely. We're talking with Kendall Qualls, who's the GOP-endorsed candidate to run against Dean Phillips in the 3rd Congressional District, the Southwest Metro. By the way, we've got about 20 seconds here. Kendall, what's your website before? And we'll go away with that here.
Yep. KendallForCongress.com. Kendall, F-O-R, Congress.com.
And I have just published that at shotinthedark.info along with Tyler Kistner's website for those of you who, like me, cannot quite get spellings live on the radio. So that's at shotinthedark.info. When we come back, I'll be asking a little bit about your first 100 days in office and talking about the elephant or perhaps the donkey in the room, the outlook for Republicans and your perspective on how that's looking right now. So, by the way, if you have questions for Kendall Qualls, GOP-endorsed candidate in the 3rd Congressional District, give us a call, 651 289-4488. Or you can join us on Twitter, for that matter, at hashtag NARN Show. That's N-A-R-N Show. Mitch Berg with Kendall Qualls and your questions with a little luck at all when we come back. Go nowhere. It's the Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot.
Are you tired of overpaying for batteries for your car, truck, snowmobile, boat, four-wheeler, and more? Full Service Battery is the solution for you. At Full Service Battery, that's all they do. Their experts will consult with you on the best possible battery for your situation. And their everyday low pricing beats almost all store sales prices. Buying in bulk? Their inventory is stocked with almost any battery you could need. And at the lowest prices in town. Check them out today at FullServiceBattery.com. That's FullServiceBattery.com.
Land of 10,000 Lakes has an ice ring to it, but actually Minnesota has more than 11,800 lakes. But who's counting?
Well, there's Ann Lake, Balsam Lake, Cass Lake, Detroit Lake, Eagle Lake, Fox Lake, Gull Lake, Hidden Lake, Adam Lake, John Lake, Craze Lake, Lean Lake.
But if water isn't your thing, Minnesota is also home to amazing hiking, biking, and more. Find your true north. Visit exploreminnesota.com.
Quarry Lake, Rainy Lake, Silver Lake, Toad Lake, U.S. Lock and Dam Pool, 5A, Boss Lake.
Warning, warning, warning. Once you taste the Rack Shack's Patriot Burger, other burgers will never measure up.
Hey, I'm Nick Anderson, general manager of AM 1280 The Patriot, and we've partnered with my friend Keith Hittner Sr. from the Rack Shack Barbecue to create a burger worthy of the Patriot name.
It's a half-pound burger that's red, white, and blue through and through. American cheese on top, and the American flag proudly waves over the bun. The Patriot Burger comes with your choice of any of our delectable sides, like our famous hand-cut fries, all just for $12.80.
Best burger in town as far as I'm concerned, and it's $12.80 anytime, any day. Try today at the Rack Shack Barbecue at the Cedar Cliff Center at Nichols and Cliff in Eagan.
Be careful. Once you try a Patriot Burger, you may never go back to a regular burger.
That's the Rack Shack Barbecue at RackShackBarbecue.com.
Get that Rack Shack attack. Rack Shack Barbecue. Ooh, 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 yeah.
Are you sick and tired of fake news and half-truths? Hi, Alex Hartman here of RE/MAX Results. If you are considering selling a property this fall, please listen closely. The market is hot. Inventory is low. That's all real and factual news. But beware, in today's world, fake news would have you believe you have to hire a big real estate team to sell your house. What they don't tell you is that they may pawn you off on a new rookie agent selling their very first home, or worse yet, a part-timer. The fact is, most people would prefer to work with a proven real estate agent who understands both the marketplace and their needs, and will see their transaction through from start to finish. That is what I am, and that's what I do. When you call me, Alex Hartman, you get me and my proven track record of results. So if you like the idea of working with a like-minded Patriot listener, please give me a call for a free market analysis. Call me directly at 651-334-5000. That's 651-334-5000. Or go to resultsbyalex.com.
AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. Hey, don't forget, Minnesota Wake Up with Kim Crockett, and the latest addition to our conservative talk radio lineup here on the weekends, along with Bill Mormon, two lawyers who don't sound like lawyers. What could be better? Talking about elections here in Minnesota and why it's very, very important you all step up and pay attention. 651-289-4488 if you have questions or comments for our guest, Kendall Qualls. By the way, website Kendall with two L's for Congress.com. By the way, before we go back to our discussion with hopefully, our next congressional representative from the Southwest Metro, I just have to point out that by Federal Communications Commission guidelines, I am obliged to offer equal time to the other major party candidates. Angie Craig, Dean Phillips, please take your equal time. Come on the air with me. I dare you. Oh, yes, I do. We're talking with Kendall Qualls right now, the GOP-endorsed candidate for the United States House in the 3rd Congressional District, running against Dean Phillips, the Mr. Cheap Vodka. Kendall, let's talk a little bit about, we'll do a little imagination here. Let's just say that
everything goes really, really well in 2.5 weeks. This coming January, you are sworn in as the next U.S. congressman from the 3rd Congressional District. What is your agenda? What's the first 100 days of Kendall Qualls in Congress looking like in terms of policies for the 3rd Congressional District?
Oh, you know what? We're looking forward to this opportunity, Mitch. So the first thing I tell you, you know, if we're as successful as we think we are, one of the first things we'll do, we'll be voting for a new Speaker of the House, because the Republican Party will then regain the House. And Kevin McCarthy would be someone I would be recommending and supporting as the new leader.
Amen.
If that happens, I believe that Nancy Pelosi will retire. I can't see her staying another 4 years under President Trump. But for me and our agenda here on this campaign, and for on our listening tour that we've had for the last year in the district, number one, public safety has got to be number one. That is both, what we've already talked about, police on the street, yep, safety, as well as public safety from coronavirus in that perspective. So that's number one. Number two, get this economy back up and running. At the beginning of the year, it was on fire. We had the best economy we had in generations. And then lastly, we really need to fix health care once and for all Americans. Again, I'm not a politician. I look at this from an American perspective. We've been talking about this for decades. And let's try something different. Instead of going to government for solutions and government programming, how about issues related to the private market? And ours is focused on three areas in healthcare. It is really transparency, competition, and affordability. The first two leads to the third. And we're obviously going to have a platform there and a safety net for people with pre-existing conditions, as well as those that are, in between jobs, can't afford premiums. So we're not going to leave anyone behind either.
Something you said before the break, I wanted to make sure I touched on here. You have talked about the lunacy of the whole notion of defunding the police, as Ilhan Omar, who I think in some sense every Minnesota Republican is running against this cycle, as it perhaps it should be. She's certainly the face of the Minnesota DFL, whether they like it or not. Her and John Thompson certainly are the faces of the Minnesota DFL, and perhaps their thought leaders as well. But you pointed out that you grew up in Harlem during the worst of the collapse of New York City. I've always wondered how the idea of defunding the police and getting the police off the streets survives with anyone who grew up in New York during the Lindsay and Dinkins years. I mean, that's the lunacy of leaving the streets to the worst among us just has to strike someone who survived New York City during those years as just the depth of lunacy.
It absolutely does, Mitch. You know, when they ceded ground to the third precinct, I was shocked. And because this, again, not because this was a partisan issue, it was a leadership void issue. And here's the secret that no one talks about. We don't even have reporters doing their jobs on this scenario, because I know, because I lived it. The people that are the most vulnerable, they never interview them, you never see them. It is the senior citizens, the elderly, that are victims to the mob.
Oh, yeah.
And it's women with small children. They know that they can't go out. They know they'll be victims, and they can't report it because the retribution will come hard on them. Rarely ever see them interviewed. The only people that's interviewed are the people with the loudest voices, and that's who the reporters go to. It is not the journalism that we know anymore.
It's not. And by the way, I mean, polls about who wants the police most present in their communities, places like North Minneapolis, Dayton's Bluff, they're the places that peg the needle is in terms of people wanting the police.
That's right. Surveys were over 50% of them do not want the police unfunded.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
One thing about reimagine with social workers. Well, guess where that budget's going to come from? There's not going to be an inflated budget. It's going to be carved out of something else. That's called defunding.
Absolutely. And by the way, it inevitably winds up being more expensive than what you already had, as Camden, New Jersey found out the hard way. And they went from being the most dangerous city in the United States of any size to tied with Kansas City at number 6 in terms of fatality homicides per 100,000. Just put that in your pipe and smoke it, Kenwood Progressives. We had a caller on the line who couldn't stay with us, but asked, and this is not an uncommon question, you're in the 3rd Congressional District. What cities geographically are covered by the 3rd CD? Who are you running to represent, Kendall Qualls?
Well, it's pretty broad, and you know, it's a lot of my background growing up and professionally as well. So it goes from Bloomington, goes west all the way to Mound,
yep.
Even further out to Buffalo. For those of you that know that where that's at, going north from you know, Coon Rapids down to say down to Carver County area, parts of Carver County, Chanhassen.
Oh, wow. Okay, bigger than I thought even. I pay attention to this stuff. Anyway, yeah, the Secretary of State's website, by the way, if you're curious as to who represents what, yeah, Kendall Qualls, generally speaking, the West and Southwest metros. Eventually, it butts up against Tom Emmer's district up in the 6th, and, of course, the eastern border right up against the 5th. So it's a big area, and if you're anywhere in the Southwest metro, definitely look for Kendall Qualls on the ballot. So let's talk about, if you will, the elephant in the room, or perhaps the donkey in the room. The mainstream media is telling us that the polls are dauntingly anti-Trump, anti-Republican, anti-all of us, quite frankly. What are you observing out on the campaign trail as you work the highways and byways of the large 3rd Congressional District?
Yeah, you know, I see a lot of energy for President Trump, and even, you know, even last time, I know in CD3, in my district, voters chose Hillary Clinton by 9 points.
Yep.
But they forget. I mean, this is not a demographic shift at all with Congressman Dean Phillips here in his first term. You know, in 2016, Hillary won by 9. Eric Paulson, the Republican, won by 13 points.
Yeah.
Dean flipped it, obviously, and in the midterm. But again, I would say the anti-Trump wave. There's huge energy, even more so than I saw in 2016. And I can tell you, even for my campaign, every single week we have people that have never been involved in politics that are coming out supporting our campaign, from teenagers, literally high schoolers, all the way up to people that are 70 years old that are putting campaign signs in the yard for the first time, donating for the first time, getting involved and meet and greets and fundraisers. It is humbling, but it's actually honoring and very honoring to see this level of excitement and activity.
Here's another question that people have brought up. Now, you are a veteran. You're a successful businessman. You're African-American. And the big $64,000 question is, how is both the Latin American and the African-American votes shaking up? Traditionally, that is overwhelmingly Democrat. And yet, I anecdotally hearing stories all over the place from all over the state, especially the larger metro, all of the metro area congressional districts, that a fair number of African Americans and even more so Latin Americans are having real second thoughts about being lifetime Democrats. Are you hearing anything about this from the campaign trail? What are you hearing from those communities out and about?
Absolutely. So first of all, let me clarify from my perspective. You know, having lived in Harlem and seen that socialist type of environment in the big cities, lived it. I saw who was benefiting and who wasn't. And so I registered as a Republican when I was 18 years old. And so I'm very comfortable in my skin because I've been, you know, swimming against the tide for many years. But I'm going to tell you, I've said this at the beginning. President Trump is going to get the largest percent of the black vote since Eisenhower.
Wow.
Right now, I think it's trending around 20% before the riots and the things that we saw in the streets across the country. Democrats were really concerned because it was almost hitting 25, almost 30%.
Wow.
I believe it's going to be anywhere between 15 to 20. When you have the founder of Black Entertainment Television, a billionaire, he's a lifelong Democrat.
Yeah.
Supporting President Trump. And this Blexit movement that Candace Owens has, you know, started. I mean, some of these things have been happening independently of each other because, you know what, at the end of the day, we understand, you know, black Americans can't be duped for this long. They're going to see what's happened, who's benefited and who hasn't.
I just had this past week. And by the way, we've never met. If you ever met, you might look at me and go, well, of course you were once the best bald white father of two rap disc jockey in the Twin Cities, Mitch. I mean, it makes perfect sense. I saw the news this past week that Ice Cube has come out and asked the Democrats, what have you done for black Americans? When you've lost Ice Cube, What else is there to lose? I have to ask Kendall Qualls. At any rate, it's been a pleasure to talk here. If you want, have your people call my people. We can do this again before Election Day. Kendall Qualls, what's the – first of all, we've talked about your website. It's Kendall with two L's for Congress, K-E-N-D-A-L-L for Congress.com. What kind of help do you need from the body politic out there, very briefly, Kendall Qualls?
Well, you know, fundraising always helps, but, you know, spread the word. I'm going to tell you, with the 26% of the people in this district that are swing voters, independent voters, we win 3-1 when they hear our message. Because it's a classic American story, and the mainstream media is suppressing it locally.
Yep.
Here's a guy, started his life in Harlem, been in a trailer park, worked his way up, and it is a classic American story. And I'm running against the third wealthiest member of Congress, who's a Democrat, who doesn't want people to know that he's liberal, along with Nancy Pelosi and Ilhan Omar. He doesn't want people to know that, and he dances this bipartisan game. You can't get a better script out of Hollywood.
Absolutely. Our studio is in the 2nd District. Our antenna is smack dab in the middle of the 3rd, Kendall Qualls. And so if you're within the sound of my voice, and nowhere in the state are you more within the sound of my voice than the middle of the 3rd Congressional District, I urge you, bring friends, bring relatives, get your kids registered, get your grandkids registered if you're so inclined. Get them to the polls. Get the message out. The message is at kendallforcongress.com. I have the link posted at shotinthedark.info. If you want some more airtime, Kendall, by all means, have your people call my people. Let's talk again. Best of luck out there, and hopefully we'll be watching you on your way to D.C. in a couple weeks here.
Well, God bless you. Thank you, and God bless your listeners.
Back at you. Kendall for Congress. It's at shotinthedark.info. When we come back, let's look at some cognitive dissonance in the news. This and much, much more as we head towards Election Day. AM 12A, the page of the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Go nowhere. Be right back.
AM 1280, the Patriot.
Look at all these options.
You can fill an entire warehouse with all the different ways you can stream The Patriot. Top shelf choices include AM1280ThePatriot.com, our free app, and Radio.com.
Look, it's a great question, and maybe you know the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare, but does it work? That's what Catherine was wondering when her family of five made the switch, and then she was diagnosed with an advanced cancer.
Just the surgeon's bill was $100,000. The first call that I made to MediShare, I was prayed with and prayed for, and there were just no problems at all. I mean, we just have not had any problems.
So her need was met. And MediShare is a community of Christians who've now shared more than $4 billion of each other's health care bills. So many people are joining now wondering, why didn't we do this sooner? Catherine says her family has saved so much over the years.
The savings have been thousands and thousands and thousands.
So yes, it works. Find out how much you can save. It's easy. You can call now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number, 844-57-BIBLE. That's 844-57-BIBLE, 844-57-BIBLE.
This is Al Momber. This Sunday morning on the World of Aviation, we'll speak with Michael White, president of Cargo Network Services Company, or CNS, a company within the International Air Transport Association. Previously, he held senior positions with Frontier Airlines and United Airlines. He's also worked with several government organizations in many different capacities and has been the recipient of many awards over his career. Join us this Sunday morning at 10:05 on the World of Aviation when we visit with Michael White here on AM 1280, The Patriot.
This is a national health care alert from the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one has diabetes, listen closely. Now, regardless of your age, if you have insurance, you may qualify to receive diabetic testing supplies with little to no out-of-pocket cost. Get free delivery, free information, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers for free. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline now for details. Toll free at this number. But wait, there's more. If you call right now, you could get a meter upgrade. In addition, we'll give you a free pair of diabetic socks as our special gift to you. Regardless of your age, if you suffer with diabetes and have insurance, you may qualify to get free delivery of your supplies.
800-439-7409. 800-439-7409. 800-439-7409. That's 800-439-7409.
Take your favorite Patriot hosts with you wherever you go by downloading our app.
listen to your favorite shows, see our social media posts, enter exclusive contests, and more. Just search for AM 1280 The Patriot in the App Store.
AM 1280 The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network. 651-289-4488. You can also join us on Twitter at hashtag NarnShow. So, I've been longing to see your phone calls live here on the air with me. But not everyone wants to get on the air. We've had a number of phone calls asking questions off the air, which I get it. We had guests on, but feel free to stick around. I mean, granted, while we have guests on, we like to keep our guests on and talk with them, unless you have a question for them, as indeed we're more than willing to have them. But we had a couple people call in with questions and comments off the air. The first one I did ask, in fact, Kendall Qualls, where's the 3rd Congressional District? And come to think of it, it's not always completely apparent. The 3rd Congressional District is most of western Hennepin County, outside of Minneapolis. I mean, Minneapolis, the 5th Congressional District, Ilhan Omar's district, is from Fridley down to roughly Richfield and out to, I don't know, the eastern part of Minnetonka, a little, most of Edina, right? That's the 5th CD. The 3rd CD, which Kendall Qualls is running for, by the way, 5th CD is where Lacey Johnson is running. I think we were the first people in radio to interview Lacey. In a just world, he will win and be on his way to Congress. Guy is just so sharp. We got to get him on the show here. I'll have my people call his people this week, and we'll get him on because we need him to win. And he's, by the way, running a very credible campaign. He's got ads out on morning TV, which I've never seen. I don't recall seeing. Well, since Joel Demos had ads on TV, it's been forever. This is heartening to see. So the 5th CD is Minneapolis, and it's near suburbs, Fridley, Minnetonka, Golden Valley, Robbinsdale, No Hope, those sorts of places. The 3rd CD is Bloomington, parts of Minnetonka, parts of Edina, going out into Carver County, up through Wright County, the southeast parts of Wright County. And, yeah, sure enough, up into the southern part of Anoka and into Coon Rapids. Holy cow, that's a much bigger district than I thought it was. Because the DFL had to gerrymander it that hard to make it competitive 10 years ago, which is why we need to win the Senate, or hold the Senate at the very least. And, because redistricting is going to get ugly if we're not really careful here. By the way, the 2nd Congressional District, for those of you who are wondering if you're in Tyler Kistner's district, is Scott County, Dakota County, southern part of Washington County along the river. Also, Goodhue County down through Northfield and down into most of Wabasha County. Stops just short of Rochester along that line down there. So it's a bigger county, the Southwest Metro and the far southeast exurbs and some of the southwest suburbs. I mean, Scott County, you're getting into southwestern metro area as well. So it's a big district. Of course, the 4th CD is St. Paul, Ramsey County, southern part of Washington County, out to the Wisconsin border. 6th Congressional District is huge. Goes from St. Cloud, Benton County, Sherman County, the rest of Anoka County, and the northern chunk of Washington County, including, I believe, maybe Stillwater. Can't really tell from this map. Anyway, the 8th, of course, starts with Ashanti and Chisago counties and goes all the way up through Brainerd and all the way up to Ely, Couchiching County. 7th, of course, is the whole East Dakota part. I mean, it's a huge, huge district, basically along both the borders of the Dakotas. 1st Congressional District, by the way, that seems very likely to flip to Michelle Fischbach. May actually usher Colin Peterson out of office for the first time in 30 years. It'll be glorious. It'll never go back to the DFL again, by the way, short of a major catastrophe, which, by the way, is pretty much synonymous with Democrat rule. Anyway, I had another caller who didn't want to go on the air who asked, his response was, nobody will listen to you as long as all you talk with is Republicans. I think that's what he said. And let me put it this way. Anonymous Socratic debater who called in but didn't want to go on the air. By the way, I'd love to have you on the air to discuss this very point. We have put out the welcome wagon to Democrats as long as I've been doing this show for 16 years. Thinking back here, the last time I had an actual Democrat politician on this show was R.T. Ryback 10 years ago.
probably 10, just about, maybe more than 10 years ago. I think it may have been 2009. We had RT Ryback. It was great. Had a great time talking with him. Not going to say I'm going to have as pleasant a discussion with the many other Democrats I've invited, but I have made a practice of inviting Democrats on this broadcast every inauguration season. I invite Betty McCollum, Ilhan Omar. Before her, I invited Keith Ellison every single session. Before that, I invited Marty Sabo on the broadcast. I invited Angie Craig on the show, Al Franken, Tina Smith, Amy Klobuchar, Governor Klink. I've invited them all. I do it every January at the beginning of the session, at the beginning of the Congress. I invite them all. Say, hey, standing invite. I don't want to run an echo chamber. I'm a respectful, generally respectful. Put it this way. If you come on the show, if you step into the belly of the beast and face me, I'll give you some respect. I will. Because I'm not going to be unfair, but I'm not going to go easy. If you're a Democrat, you represent things I find abhorrent, or you're part of a party that represent things I find abhorrent. If you are Ilhan Omar, you've said things I find abhorrent. If you are Keith Ellison, you have done things I find abhorrent. And that's just talking legislation. If you are Dean Phillips, I really have questions for you. I truly do. I have invited them on the show repeatedly. And I, by the way, I've done it today. I hereby explicitly and wholeheartedly offer and plead the Democrats in the second, Angie Craig and Dean Phillips, to accept my offer of equal time to go up against their opponents. None of them seems to pack the gear to face little old me on the air. Law school graduates, successful executives, business people, all people of great power. And yet, none of them packs the gear to go up against little old Mitch Berg, dominator of weekend talk radio. Wonder why that is. The invitation is out there. If you've got any ins with any of the Democrats, have their people call my people. Hey, when we come back, Matt Schlapp will be joining us next hour. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280. What's he talking about? I'll explain it at the top of the hour. Go nowhere. Be right back.
You like your burger medium well, your peanut butter crunchy, and your mattress firm. It's the little things that make you, you. And you deserve a Medicare plan that fits your unique needs. That's why United Healthcare is offering more plan options than ever, so you can find just the right plan for you. Call 1-800-362-8715. That's 1-800-362-8715 to get Medicare with more. Remember, Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th.
I'm United States Surgeon General Jerome Adams, America's doctor. And all across our nation, we've taken steps together to slow the spread of coronavirus. Now we must continue to take personal responsibility to protect ourselves and our loved ones. Because even though not all of us risk a severe case of coronavirus, we all risk getting it and spreading it to others, maybe without even realizing that we're sick. So if we want to get back to school, back to work, back to worship, and back to overall health, there are things our country needs to do. We need to follow state and local guidelines, take extra precautions if at higher risk, wash our hands frequently, stay 6 feet from others when we can, and when we can't stay 6 feet from others, please, I'm begging you, wear a face covering. These small actions will make a big difference. So I'm asking you to say it with me, America. Coronavirus stops with me. You can learn more at coronavirus.gov.
Produced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at taxpayer expense.
The Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, is back in Minnesota Thursday, October 22nd with its America vs. Socialism Tour. Join American Conservative Union Chairman Matt Schlapp, Walkaway founder Brandon Strock, and Conservative candidates Jason Lewis, Michelle Fischbach, and others. Thursday, October 22nd at the Horse and Hunt Club in Prior Lake from 5 to 8 p.m., followed by a presidential debate watch. Go to conservative.org to get your free tickets today. Conservative.org and click on the CPAC Minnesota banner.
Warning, warning, warning. Once you taste the Rack Shack's Patriot Burger, other burgers will never measure up.
Hey, I'm Nick Anderson, General Manager of AM 1280 The Patriot, and we've partnered with my friend Keith Hittner Sr. from the Rack Shack Barbecue
to create a burger worthy of the Patriot name.
It's a half-pound burger that's red, white, and blue through and through. American cheese on top, and the American flag proudly waves over the bun. The Patriot Burger comes with your choice of any of our delectable sides, like our famous hand-cut fries, all just for $12.80.
Best burger in town as far as I'm concerned, and it's $12.80 anytime, any day. Try today at the Rack Shack Barbecue at the Cedar Cliff Center at Nichols and Cliff in Eagan.
Be careful. Once you try a Patriot Burger, you may never go back to a regular burger.
That's the Rack Shack Barbecue at RackShackBarbecue.com.
Get that Rack Shack attack. Rack Shack Barbecue. Ooh, 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 yeah.
AM 1280, The Patriot is double.